this is Kim.
It's Jamie.
And we're your
SF Audioboo interns.
So this is like our sixth time recording
episode five. Yeah, we failed like, five times.
Yeah, you know, usually we get this down in one try, but I think it has something to do with our big news today.
I think it really does.
Yeah, so as your Audioboo interns, we've learned more stuff about Audioboo, or learned how to do things. What did we learn to do?
We learned how to upload things.
Well, no, we've been uploading things. Oh, I wrote upload. I'm sorry.
I just read what's written down.
I have little notes, but I was on a phone call, so.
I just read and read and speak.
No, okay. That's what I do. We didn't learn how to upload things. We learned how to extend people's accounts in minute times. We did. That's what we learned to do. I confused Jamie. I'm sorry, Jamie.
It's okay.
Yeah. So we know how to extend recording times, and so we've done that to our own.
And how many minutes do we have, Kim?
We've gone from 3 minutes to 45 minutes.
Woo! Yay! Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why we're having so much trouble. We're given so much freedom that we don't know what to do with ourselves.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So going on to our little snippet of the day, just a little background information. So this is about our third week here at Audioboo, right?
Yes, our third week.
Our third week. And prior to this, despite going to the same schools, we didn't know each other before this. We met on the first day of work. And I think it's gone very
well. Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had any full-fledged fights with you.
Not yet.
I haven't had any fights with you.
Yeah,
not yet. Yeah, but, you know, even though we don't know, or we didn't know each other before, we did have...
We do have, you know, some mutual friends.
And, some of our friends are kind enough to visit us here at work at the Audioboo office. I just broke my pen. Anyway, so we have this mutual friend. His name is Daniel Blank.
Daniel Blank.
Blank is obviously not his real name, but, you know, we'll keep it private for you, Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. You better be listening, by the way.
I hope so. We're giving a personal shout-out to him.
Yeah, I know. And we know you've been watching some of these, but anyway.
And we would like you to comment on this.
Yeah, use your account. We know which one's your account. We know everything about you. Anyway, so Daniel's been coming once a week to eat with us.
He's currently just chilling at home.
he will be working, I think, in a week or two as a tech consultant.
He will. And what is a tech consultant?
Daniel, why don't you tell us? Why don't you boo us back and tell us what a tech consultant is?
You totally should.
Yeah, because...
that's a good idea.
Because we completely forgot. And I'm pretty sure you made up the term. There's no such thing. I don't believe you.
Me either.
You actually are unemployed, aren't you? No, I know you're not. Okay. He's working for a very prestigious firm. Good luck to you, Daniel. Anyway... So, something interesting happened. We had lunch with him.
We went to this very very good ramen place in SF. And after we were done with our ramen, the bill came.
Oh, by the way, this ramen is not, like, top ramen. It's, like, legit.
It's legit Japanese ramen, right?
Yeah, like noodles. Like noodles. I'm so eloquent. The bill came. It was, like, $30.
$30.
$10. That's fine.
Bucks
whatever.
Each, yeah.
And we had a problem with tipping. So, as you know, U.S. custom...
15% to 20% tip.
Which means you add another fee as, like, a gratuity to the wait staff.
The waiters.
Yeah, so it's, like, it's not mandatory, but it's, like, a social...
It's, like, a social custom.
A social requirement to tip... And give you extra money. I mean, whatever. If I was a bartender, if I was a waitress, I would live off those tips. They make way more money than we do.
Exactly.
Not that we all don't. That. It's just that they make. They just no. I'm they just make saying, an exorbitant amount of money on tips.
But then they work as harder than us.
Manual labor.
Okay. It's very different than just sitting on a desk.
Okay. Now we get extended time and we're just insulting ourselves. Anyway, so.
The point is...
Yeah, so, yeah, there's a social custom. You need to usually tip 15 to 20% above your bill. And especially in San Francisco, that amount's usually around 20% because we're snobs and we like more money floating in the economy. Anyway, so we get the bill, $30, and it's time to, you know, leave a tip for the waitress. So what does Daniel do?
We get, okay, so we pay, like, however much, and we get $6 in change, like, in return. And what does Daniel, our friend Daniel, he takes the $5 bill and puts it in his wallet and leaves a dollar bill.
Okay, he left $1.50.
Okay, $1.50.
Did he take the, I don't remember. He left from $1 to $1.50. And that, obviously, if you can't do the math, usually the tip should be around $5 to $6. So the big thing is, if you don't tip that amount, usually the waitress has done something wrong or
you're just very stingy.
Or you're stingy. But if you leave that kind, if you leave a dollar, especially in customs, that's a really kind of big insult to the waitress. It's like, it gets to the point where, why did you even make any effort to tip at all? Mm-hmm. It's more of an, you might as well just have not left anything than to have left a dollar,
which is,
I can't even do the math, but I know it's really low. It's like, oh, it's like 0.5%. 0.5% compared to 20. I mean, you don't even have to be like a mathematician to know that that's like a big no-no.
It's not enough.
A big social no-no. So
we keep staring at the bill for like a good, 30 seconds?
Yeah, the dollar. We stared at the dollar bill, and then we look at Daniel, and we're like, what are you doing?
And he just looks at us and says, it's either this or a $5 bill. I don't have any change.
This just shows you how stingy we college students really are. We won't even, give a proper amount. We'll give a dollar. That's ridiculous. That's really bad. We're really ashamed of ourselves. So we obviously rectified the situation, gave the proper 15-17% tip. But, oh my god, you should see how bad that dollar looks on the tray.
Well, and we're going to post a picture of this, too, so you'll be able to see what kind of
shame it made such an impact. On our lives that we have to post about it. So that was the little thing of the day. Daniel, boo us back, please.
Yeah. And defend yourself.
Defend yourself, because we promised that we wouldn't insult you, but I think we have inadvertently. So I guess we should end this, because we've already gone 3 times our normal limit.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, premium accounts, you can talk like us. Talk about whatever you want.
If you want to talk like us, boo us, and we'll extend your account.
Within reasonable limits.
Yes.
Within reasonable limits. Yes.
Okay.
I guess it's just, yeah, we should go. All right. Okay. A one.
And two.
A one, two, three. Five!